You're listening to Life Jacket, your literary buoyancy aid from Artful Scribe. I am your host, Antosh Wojcik. Episode 3. Where was I? Where are we? We drift along time's river, noticing time's many things, accumulating detritus and joyful wrecks in the pockets of our life jackets. We pluck objects, jot notes and take pictures to maybe return to beyond the point of remembering their context or relevance. I've accumulated so much to sift and sort. The softness of it all makes it all the more strange. In a digital cloud, my days are stored with their simple marks and schedules. Are there digital equivalents of clouds, of stratus nimbus cumulus? Where was I? In this accumulation of things and attempts to categorise and embrace the chaotic meandering, I remain buoyant. I hope you do too, wherever you are. Where was I is a profound question from one of today's texts, a piece of vibrant, fizzy, interrogative memoir from writer Angela Chicken. The question made me stop and think on how much I write in order to locate myself. And how often this locating just raises more questions and reflections on where I am, and more so, how or why did I get here? The writer is often navigating this existential jog with their text. It's our cathartic reflection on the world around us in order to hone in on where we stand, both in landscape and, to borrow Gerard Manley Hopkins' term, the inscape. When we write in response to the world, we are crafting an outward reflection in order to access the inner nature of things, the thing often being ourself. Writing into the inner nature of things today are Angela Chicken and Issa Farah, two writers whose prose and poetry will bring to our ears the idiosyncrasy, rhythm and pulse of place. We will hear the writers locate themselves and, in turn, we will find where we are.
At East Park, a massive pink frilly peony squeezes its head through black railings. The scent is overwhelming. Its neighbour, behind in the race, gives a chance to compare the before and after of them. Baby magpie runs along, beak wide, whinging about food. The bigger bird goes about its business, ignoring the fuss, like a parent absent-mindedly studying the contents of a freezer in Iceland, impervious or hoping the problem will go away. I'm after a shady spot at Metrics where I can read, but there's too much content in the park. Tiny yolky claws of bird's foot trefoil, clover in both hues, buttercups and plantains have me shrinking like Alice, down to ground level for the grasses too. The bees here are plentiful and happy. I almost get one up my sleeve in my keenness for the photo. Childhood memories have a funny habit of repeating themselves. Scent of rambling roses in the hedge along the road, green leaf mosaic overhead in the avenue of horse chestnuts heading for the cenotaph, dappled shade on the tarmac, liquid gold blinding peekaboo through branches and round trunks. Each park dreams of paradise. God bless the men who plant trees in whose shade they will never sit. Isn't that what they say? I think of this with the NHS, libraries, council housing, education, the arts, and also, well, with the trees themselves. All that vision, planning, all the work and knowledge, and all for me. And for you too. No entry fee, free to share with everyone, yet vital to each should we need it. What will we plant that we will never see? A man on a bench playing music on a bamboo flute, taking me away to India or Pakistan, maybe. I have to stop. Peace lilies blinding by the fountain, cyclist doubles back to thank the flautist, shares a few words and smiles, pushing off for Charlotte Place. Where was I? Lost in time. I could be my granddad sitting here watching the day, studying a bird's nest perfect and fallen from the tree empty, solitary wood pigeon indecisive nearby. The current is strong these days. I could get lost in these waters.
There's too much content in the park. Chicken's text reads as though stumbling along, catalysed by East Park in Southampton, a bustling place, alive and diverse with its inhabitants, human and non-human. The piece quickly evolves into a discursive, curious, provocational piece of prose, which exacts the drifting, fizzy thoughts of someone recognising both the beauty and the tensions of their surroundings. The senses are alive. The speaker is urgent. Time is itching away. The prose style leaps and bounds across matters, the stream of consciousness precisely flitting to the next thing as, Chicken describes, each part dreams of paradise. In paradise, we'd hope there would be the same keenness, curiosity and magic that sparks in this prose. Too much content in the park can be an invitation to wrestle with what overwhelms us, as well as invite us to stay buoyant in the cumulative beauty of difference found in urban pastorals. And in the urban pastoral, Chicken even raises the plight of the worker, asking questions of social organisation and inviting the listener to make good of the free public spaces while we can, with a knowing tension of how the increased need to work takes us away from leisure and pleasure. God bless the man who plants the tree but ever sits in its shade. The speaker turns their stream of thoughts towards those who care and those who rarely or never get the time to embrace their leisure and pleasure. Both leisure and pleasure, we know, is rapidly being privatised, in the words of Catherine Liu, and in need of redistribution. With the simple mechanism of the speaker's need to find a shady place to read, Chicken takes us to wider contextual questions, for you, for me, as we sit in a place like a park that is a centre across time. Why would we want to be anywhere else? And where would we go if this place no longer existed? I know this very park. I did not plant its trees, but like Angela Chicken, I am grateful someone planted them. I hope the park sees more suns.
This first one's called Docktown. It was written as the imagined process of someone I was close to about addiction. I tried to look for the beauty in the beast, and it goes as follows. Crucifix, monolith, gong, 6 a.m. in REM of rainbow sway, finesse. Distant blaze breaks crystal mist. Horn stretches to snuff, belt of feel stuff of night. REM mellows yield to infinite white. Chiseled face belying, vying within, skin marked om. Watches swan visage of Docktown from. Past before free fall vanish to elsewhere. A new watch from hooded salt salve stare. Decked in Asiatic dye, woe in caustic balm of Docktown still. Watches beatific beam pry yesterday's pinion of ill. Lotus chalice drained of pristine sorrow. Stems blood from chemical stave of worlds with promise of tomorrow. 6 a.m. strikes again from clock tower. Pylon trail followed by wanderer again in Docktown. Docktown. Calls in dust of mercy in scope of fine face square to zenith. Mask of wild glee guile broken and banish. Hourglass inked in frantic hand. Before melanin drum clarion dance quickens wanderer to stand. In hours past shock of dove in snare of halogen. Elsewhere gevel dent of maddened whim. Docktown tongues anger in ether. Rush of 12 p.m. passes sufferance softened features. Pyre of tree billows black in square. Stair cracked salt salve of sapling flare. Idol of east burnished in yearn of despair. Hangs from string knotted before elsewhere. Dial on peak of crucifix still in vermilion. Docktown moment of wonder in meridian.
Docktown by Issa Farah. Farah describes the poem as the imagined process of someone grappling with addiction. It's clear the imaginary for Farah is the window to the inner nature of the psyche and by extension the world around them. Similar to the prose of Angela Chicken's Archaeology of the Soul, Farah's Docktown renders an urban space into psycho-geographic poetry. The absence of pronouns sets each and every object into action as instigator and as event. If there was a poet as the channel to a place, it is Issa Farah. his verse reeled off as incantation, conjuring rainbow sway finesse and swan visages. Surreal and dreamy, the craft of this playful verse uses the internal rhymes and freer music of the line to push the concrete and abstract. The sounds of the words and the jazzy free-form meters are our narrator. It's the epitome of Ezra Pound's doctrine in A Retrospect, to compose in the sequence of the musical phrase, and Wanda Coleman's Zoning, where the almost automatic dreamy verse is rich in surprise and ethereal visions fished from the subconscious. Take the phrase dove and snare of Halogen, the flight and peace of the dove, the entrapment and snap of the snare. Two concrete details reveal the inner nature of the halogen glare and brings us closer to the experience of the speaker. And to return to Hopkins' idea, the inscape of someone grappling with addiction. It's here that Farah's poem, Docktown, is exemplary in both its playful, incantatory verse and its mastery of image. The poem invites all poets to do away with the pronoun in their verse and see what story they can tell purely with sound and objects in sound. Where was I? Two pieces that surely relocate the listener. I've enjoyed the deep dive and immersive place pieces. I hope you have too. Angela Chicken is a poet and writer based in Southampton and has performed in London and across the Southeast. Her work often features themes of community in urban settings, but she is equally at home in nature, especially if there's National Trust tea and cake involved. She has worked on projects teaching poetry and performance in schools, and her work is featured on Hampshire County Council's Writing Hampshire website, Mapping the County in Poetry. Angela Chicken's piece, Archaeology of Soul, can be read in Modern Nature Anthology, Responses to Derek Jarman's Modern Nature, edited by Joanna Bernard. Produced in partnership with John Hansard Gallery, Arts Council England, and Artful Scribe. Copies of the anthology are available to purchase on Artful Scribe's website. Issa Loyan Farah Kelly is a poet from Southampton, best known for Let's Make It So, his contribution to the Southampton City of Culture 2025 campaign, and for founding Write a Note Poetry Open Mic. Issa performs with rhythm and the intention of synthesizing rhyme and reason. He states, Docktown was written in 2021 and was inspired by an ex-friend's journey from ketamine addiction to sobriety. Issa hosts the Clifford Street Corner on Voice FM, a monthly show dedicated to poetry, lyrics, and literature. Life Jackets is produced by Artful Scribe, a not-for-profit writer development agency based in Southampton, supporting emerging and continuing writers in Hampshire, Dorset, and the Solent region. Artful Scribe is supported by Arts Council England. I'm your host, Antosh Wojcik. This is Life Jacket. Stay buoyant.